feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
constantly gives you Srimat. What Srimat does he give you? To constantly have pure feelings and pure wishes in the mind for every soul. This is a clean mind. Have the attitude of uplifting those who defame you. This is a clean mind. Having wasteful thoughts of oneself or others is not having a clean mind. Therefore, keep your mind clean and your intellect clear and clean. Judge yourself. Check yourself with attention, not superficially. I am alright, I am alright. No. Think about this and check yourself. Are your mind and intellect clear? Are they elevated? Only when this is so, can you make your stage double light? This is the easy way to make your stage equal to the Father's. You cannot practice this at the end. You need to practice this over a long time. So do you know how to check? Check yourself, not others. Bab Dada has told you something amusing previously too. The long-distance vision of many children is very powerful, but their short-sighted vision is weak. That is why they are very clever in judging others. Do not become weak in judging yourself. Why we judge and how we judge. We have been told from long time that stop judging others. Don't judge others. But the important question is not this. The important question is why we judge and how we judge. Judging others will not go away. It will continue. Because we keep on judging others all the time. The important thing is not about stop judging. It's not about stopping judging. It's about understanding why we judge. It's about knowing how we judge and what we judge about others. This is a person. This is the being. And this is the action. This is the circle. Being is always unavailable for judging. What is available for judging is actions. And they may be deceptive. I cannot judge being. I only judge their actions. Somebody is angry. I see him and I judge that this is an angry man. In fact, he might be a very loving person. But in that moment, something irked him, something irritated him. And in that rattled stage of the mind, he has flown into a fit of rage. Now anger is available to me. Here, which is an action. But person is unavailable. So my judgment cannot be true. How can I know anybody? It's very difficult. A person is 50 years old and he comes in front of me and I judge him. But do I have any knowledge about his history of 50 years? No. I have no idea how he lived his 50 years of life. What is available to me is the action. An action and being may not be similar. I see somebody smiling, laughing, and I judge he is happy. But he might be sad. His smiling face is not the barometer of his internal stage. Though we say face is the index of mind, but face can be deceptive. Somebody is smiling or laughing, and the reason might be that he is sad within. And he wants to hide his sadness. And he is using laughter as a shield. So again, my judgment goes wrong. So only actions are available for me to judge, not the being. So there can be. There is a great chance of fallacy in my judgment. So it's not the question of stop judging. It's not the question of do not judge. It's a question of why I judge and how I judge. When I understand the flaws, the defects in my judging system, then the judgment drops on its own accord. I don't have to tell myself that stop judging, stop judging, stop judging. What I see with the eyes, it's not the truth, the whole truth, the ultimate truth. So better I use my judgment to judge myself, to check myself rather than others. It's like there's a novel and I tear one page from the middle and I read. And I judge the entire novel. If I tore one page from somewhere in the novel and it is describing something dirty, something negative, and I come to the conclusion that this is a useless novel, so my judgment is faulty. So you cannot judge the story by reading one page. You cannot judge somebody's life by seeing one scene of that person's life. Human being is multifarious, multivariegated. There are layers after layers. The personalities are complex. complicated. Every individual carries with him an intricate set of complexes, and they are so diverse that it's tough, at times impossible, to know the person as a whole. He looks pure, but that purity might be a facade to hide the inside impurity. So, the important thing is why I judge, how I judge. There's a story that in one house there was a lot of garbage. House, or rather a factory. So the garbage collecting team was called. And there were two men, and they had a truck. And they took all the garbage and put that garbage in that truck. But it was overflowing. It was so much. And they thought, if they drive the truck through the road, the trash might fall down and police might catch them. So what they thought, one of them devised a plan. He said, you drive, I will sleep on this garbage with my hands outspread, so that this garbage does not fall down once the truck starts. It appealed to the other person, and they did the same. They were passing below a bridge, and on the top of the bridge, two men were standing. This truck was going like this, and there's a bridge, and on the top of the bridge, two men are standing. One of them said, look at that man. What sort of world is this? Now throwing men also on the garbage, along with garbage. They have no value. He looks dead, but look the way people have thrown him on that truck. So that is their judgment. But what they have judged is the action. Because action is the only thing which is available. How can I know a person? What is available to me are just actions and words. Somebody comes and speaks harshly, loudly. Somebody is screaming. I conclude that he doesn't look like to be a royal person. Somebody is abusing, casting aspersions. I judge that this is not a good man. But as I said, this is the only thing which is available. Actions and words. Being is unavailable to me. So whatever I judge about others, there is every likelihood and probability that my judgment goes amiss. So when you think in this manner, I don't have to think that I don't have to judge. Rather, judgment falls down on its own accord. Jesus says, judge ye not, and ye shall not be judged. I see somebody is exploiting somebody. I see people are speaking untruth. They are taking advantage of others. People are cunning, practicing falsehood. But what I know of them, because what I am seeing may not be the truth. That's why this understanding of why and how is very important. And when this understanding comes, this criminal vision goes away. Because right now, whomsoever I see, that person appears to me a criminal. Somebody who is not following Srimad. Somebody who is not obeying divine commandments. Somebody who has lost his communion with God. Somebody who is far away from knowledge, gyan. Somebody who does not have yoga. Somebody who makes excuses for service. This is my judgment. And I feel that everyone is criminal. But this is not the truth. I see somebody is sleeping during Amrit Vela, and I conclude that he is not a good yogi because he is sleeping. But what I know, the person is sick. What I know, he might be running temperature. What I know, he had severe body pain. What I know, that he had an intense, arduous hours of service the other day. What I know, that he had a hectic night. What I know, that he could not sleep throughout the night. What I know nothing. And that's why. To come to this conclusion that because he is sleeping at Amrit Vela, he is not a good yogi. My judgment is faulty. In Indian villages, there is saying, mothers usually tell their children, don't smile too much, otherwise you will have to cry. Don't laugh too much, otherwise you will have to cry. Smiling, laughing, crying, snobbing, these are the part and parcel of the game. Somebody smiling doesn't mean he is happy. Somebody is crying doesn't mean he is sad. Somebody is having an explosive laughter, that doesn't mean that he is a powerful person. Somebody is crying also doesn't mean that this person is weak. Crying is not the sign that person is weak. Always. That's why when I see somebody crying, I cannot just judge anybody. How will I love if somebody judges me just on the basis of one statement of mine, whilst he is unaware of all the past, the glorious past that I am carrying with me? He is seeing just the one superficial aspect, the iceberg. But within the eye, below the water, the glacier is there, which is hidden incognito. So I will not say that stop judging. Judge. But then, when you judge, look at the way you judge others. And if you want to judge, let that judgment go deep. Penetrative judgment. It should not be just a superficial judgment. But that judgment, let it go down and down and down and down. Till you have analyzed every layer of that person's personality. As I said, individual is complex, very intricate. Every human being, Baba says you should have soul conscious vision. Another thing is, whenever you meet somebody, you should think that I am meeting a new set of sanskars. Every soul is what? A set of sanskars. Not just one sanskar, but multifarious sanskars. And what is available to me is just one sanskar. Based on that one sanskar, I cannot judge the entire personality. And even sanskars manifest in such a weird, such a strange manner. There was a German philosopher, Friedrich Nietzsche. He says, I smile, but don't think that I am happy. I am smiling Because if I don't smile and if I don't laugh, I will have to cry because there is so much sorrow within me. I am just smiling to hide my sorrow. So don't judge me. Your judgment will be faulty, no matter how you judge. So Baba says, check yourself, don't check others. Judge yourself, don't judge others. And this method will lead to creation of pure feelings and good wishes automatically. You will not have to force yourself to have good wishes for others. When you realize your minuscule nature, when you realize the vastness of the mysteries of universe and your small, petty, triple intellect, you stop judging. Rather, judging leaves you just like the dry leaves fall down from the tree. The tree doesn't shake them, but they fall on their own accord. In the similar manner, judging business comes to a halt on its own accord. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Bap Dada constantly gives you Srimat. What Srimat does he give you? To constantly have pure feelings and pure wishes in the mind for every soul. This is a clean mind. Have the attitude of uplifting those who defame you. This is a clean mind. Having wasteful thoughts of oneself or others is not having a clean mind. Therefore, keep your mind clean and your intellect clean and clear. Judge yourself. Check yourself with attention, not superficially. I am all right. I am all right. No. Think about this and check yourself. Are you mind and intellect clear? Are they elevated? Only when this is so can you make your stage double light. This is the easy way to make your stage equal to the Father's. You cannot practice this at the end. You need to practice this over a long time. So, do you know how to check? Check yourself, not others. Bap Dada has told you something amusing previously too. The long distance vision of many children is very powerful, but their short-sighted vision is weak. This is why they are very clever in judging others. Do not become weak in checking yourself. Avyakta Murli, 15 February 2000. Om Shanti.